Jenny speaking the truth. That was fun.
Okay, we live. Such.
What?
Frat. Eco. And the Grund.
Oh, the Grunder, huh?
Yes, and I have ordered my double bone-in smoked ham from the White Bear Lake store, so you can use that if you want.
Did you really?
Yes.
Frat, Eco, and Grund.
Kenny,
when do you pick it up?
Saturday afternoon.
They got to go find an Ozempic to kill.
Ozempic? Kenneth Schoonover, which is recorded maple, pro turf.
And that's it.
Yes. And yes, John, we need your sponsorship.
John, did you send that piece to Matthew?
I'm doing it right now. I don't want to tell him on the show. Look, you're going to have something on your messages here.
Okay.
Would you please read it when I send it in about 20 seconds?
Yes.
There is a lot of cannabis news this week, Joe.
Yep.
And if you're thinking about approaching it at all, let me know, because I've got a lot of information for you that will... I think is right up GL's alley.
Well, I wish I could get interested in the topic.
Yeah. What I think I should have called you earlier and talked to you about this. I think what could interest you about the topic is the haphazard, both eyes closed, feeling in the dark way of going about this that they are. They have no idea what they're doing. They've muddied up the water. They're changing things as they go. And I was going to ask you, is there any other business, and I'm sure there is, where the Minnesota government has their fingers in every single little aspect of the business?
Yeah, ride sharing.
Well, that's a joke answer.
Look at how they screwed that up.
I'm looking for a legitimate answer, because they are controlling every aspect of this, and they are screwing up on a major level. And they're not allowing business people who have business experience and capital and can make this work. They're not allowing those people to go to the front of the line. They're actually pushing them to the back of the line.
How does Ventura fit in there?
He's facing all this, and he's had to deal with him and his partners, I'm sure, have had to deal with all this red tape. It'd be fun to talk to him just to talk about all the hoops that he's had to jump through and the red tape and the way that Minnesota is handling this.
Threatening to get him on.
It'd be interesting to hear his take. Because he's very pro, you know, he was at the forefront of legalizing
any particular news outfit, John?
Well, I sent you an email with the statement.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I should have mentioned that.
Can I tell you something, Rook?
Yes.
We're done at 125.
Okay.
If you didn't get it, let me know. I can.
No, the last one I got is from Ross at 11:54, but sometimes it takes a while. So
I sent it to rookiegaragelogic.com. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure that.
They had no idea what they were doing when they legalized it, and they still don't.
Johnny, I got it.
They're stumbling around in the dark.
I'm going to print that out.
So. Okay, and I'll just read the intro to the story and say, here's what the governor had to say.
Got it. And then I'll call him. Hang on.
Then you'll call him, yep.
Joe, and then starting with the equity part, you know about the equity part. I've told you that part before, right? Yeah.
John, who are you calling?
Nobody.
Huh?
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody talks
there's,
to
me. There's, no, like there's no, no, nobody.
Yeah.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores.
Let's see where we are here, cowboy. Let's see.
Yeah.
Bradaloni's Hardware and Garden Stores.
Hang on, Buckaboo. This is Josh Arnold. That goes right here.
Oops.
That is Mr. Schoonover. That's going to go.
Don't you hate it when you clear all your cookies and all your passwords go away?
Yes.
How do you clear the cookies?
You go to this, or the settings.
I just erased about 5,000 deleted emails.
How do you do that? I need to do that.
Oh, that's so refreshing.
Yeah.
To do that for real?
Bradaloni's Hardware and Garden Stores.
All right, Joe, we're just about there. We are on the council. That's good. Audacity is ready here. All right, it's high noon. I am rolling.
Bradaloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1,275. March 28, 2024. For the second day in a row, the high was in 1946. And on this day in 1946, it was 78. And in 1923, on this day, it was one below. And there are no ice outs to report today.
Hail the Flashlight King!
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers, Manning Techno. And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic with Chris Reavers, Manning Technology Corner. Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop. John Hite,
the newsman. I'll start the show.
Of course.
Okay. I wanted to hear my name, though, first.
People keep finding them. Greg Anderson said, I was waiting in the doctor's office, and adjacent to the waiting room was a door with this signage, and he sent me a photo. Who knew? You're not so out of date after all. You know what the signage said on the door?
What did the signage say on the door?
Telephone closet.
Oh,
no.
But then he added, the doctor came in with a black medical bag and a shiny reflector light on his forehead, yeah. So maybe they're not up to date.
Then. Run, run.
Sorry, sir, we're going to have to cut your arm off.
Right. And Willard Munger had the same thought I had. I actually had a little different thought than Willard. But Patrick Henry High School, now is it still called Patrick Henry? Have we changed the name yet?
I think it changed, didn't it? I'll check.
Which is a shame. Patrick Henry was a great American. Patrick Henry High School apparently has had a leaking roof, and some of the news channels got a hold of this and showed us the soggy mess in some of the classrooms. Mm. And it was Willard's point that, they spent a lot of time getting the old name out of there and squaring away the modern name, but they apparently weren't keeping up with the infrastructure of the school itself.
It will become Camden High School starting with the 24-25 high school year.
I see. So this coming autumn, John, it'll be Camden High School.
Correct.
I'm still accurate when I'm calling it Patrick Henry.
You are correct, yes.
I think their school name was the Patriots. Is that right, anybody?
It's ringing a bell.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that has to go away, too, because that could be terribly triggering to people who aren't, weren't born in the United States and reason to be patriotic.
Remind me again why Patrick Henry was evil. I always thought of him as a patriot.
He must have talked to a slave once at the general store.
I think it was I don't know what he did. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
But colors red and gray, Minneapolis. Yes, Patriots.
Patriots. Now, is there any way to tell if that gets changed when they become Camden High School?
In 2018, community members re-examined.
I don't need 2018. Oh. No, you don't have to read the whole thing. Never mind. I'm not going to dwell on this.
He had 112 slaves, although he argued against slavery.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But, those were different times, weren't they?
What to make of that?
Yeah, it was strictly because he was a slave owner.
My favorite failed academy protest. My favorite ever that's come along. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Vanderbilt University. It's right in downtown Nashville, practically.
Pro-Palestinian. Okay, I'm listening.
They had to call 911 yesterday because one of the protesters needed to change her tampon, and she feared toxic shock syndrome if she couldn't leave the protest area, and she was afraid if she left the protest area, she'd get arrested. Wait, so we had a, we had an emergency.
That's a first world problem, isn't it? Is.
Don't, when you go in for one of those protest situations, don't you assume you'll end up being locked up? Isn't that the goal?
The protesters said that the student had been threatened with arrest by campus police if she attempted to stand up and use the bathroom. In another video, other protesters can be seen speaking to Vanderbilt University police officers about their friend who needs to change her tampon. Some of the students appeared to be panicking. They called 911 because they're worried one of them could go into toxic shock.
Wow. I think I'm about to go into shock.
Yeah.
Do these... I
people are stupid.
These are 18-year-old kids. Do they have any idea of the 18-year-old kids in this world who are really suffering? This is extraordinary. This is so over the top that, see, these kids are beyond the capability of being ashamed of themselves. They don't know what that means.
Well, not only, they're just idiots. So they're pro-Palestinian Hamas, correct?
Yeah, they wanted Vanderbilt to divest any money they might have had with Israeli concerns.
Do they know what the Hamas people did to the young men and women that were at that concert when they broke in there and started pillaging and killing and setting bodies on fire and raping and kidnapping?
No,
do they have
they
any
don't.
Notion at all?
No, they don't. That? They don't. They have been taught thoroughly by the failed academy, of which Vanderbilt would be a great example of the failed academy, that the world should be viewed through the lens of the oppressor and the oppressed. And somehow these morons, worried about toxic shock syndrome, are convinced that the Palestinians are oppressed and the Israelis are oppressors. It's as simple as that. And in a world viewed through that lens of the oppressor versus the oppressed, there can never again be individual responsibility. That's what it takes out. I was thinking of that during the Keith Ellison lawsuit against Hyundai and Kia. Wouldn't it make just as much sense to sue the parents of the thieves for the failure to manufacture a law-abiding citizen? But they can't do that because the thieves have been designated as oppressed. Therefore, they have no responsibility for their illegal actions. And these kids at Vanderbilt, they're just, this could have been any school because they're all failed academies. But this one was particularly humorous because the young woman in question, apparently her timing was off.
Yes, John. I have a question. I'm going to take a little different tact here.
I'm sure you would.
Well, is this being magnified, all this protest? And here's why I ask. I saw plenty of pictures from this protest.
Yeah.
There were 40 students about, roughly.
Yeah.
I counted on many pictures.
Yeah.
There's almost 8,000 students at Vanderbilt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So I do.
We have less than 1% of the students taking part. Are we magnifying it too much as news organizations? What are we doing? What are we doing? That's my question. What are we doing?
If it would have been one student, it still would have intrigued me for the preposterous nature of her complaint.
John, you're completely right
on so many different fronts.
Well, thank
that happens
you, Kitty.
All the time. Wow. It's shocking how much news coverage will be given to small little events.
Well, it's unlikely this event would have made the news without that wrinkle, which reveals them to be who they are.
So then you almost, It's the absurdity of the whole thing. Exactly. It's fun bringing to light just the absolute ignorance of some of these kids. But yeah, then you're wondering, is it even worth talking about?
No, and I'm done because I'm moving on to my second favorite protest.
You have them ranked? Was it a top five?
Oh, I wasn't even aware of this one until Kenny told me. Oh.
This is a fun one for
me. St. Paul Saints, by the way, are they supposed to play today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. They start
There's
tomorrow.
There's not a shot. They got no shot. They have to bring a jet engine in there like Calvin Griffith thought. How are you going to land a plane at Metropolitan Stadium?
Yeah, 37, I think, tomorrow is the high, if I remember right.
The St. Paul Saints announced the name for the tiny pig that will deliver baseballs and provide refreshments for umpires during the first half of the 2024 season. Because apparently this is something the Saints have been doing all along. They've got a pig as a mascot.
Yep, every year. Yep. Every year.
But they're calling this year's pig Ozempig.
Clever.
Get it?
Clever.
Sure. Sure.
Because there's a weight loss drug called Ozempic.
Yep.
So they're calling this year's pig Ozempic. But that has people accusing the team of body shaming because of the pig's weight.
No. How could you? That's such a stretch. That is such a stretch.
The main goal with pigs is to make them fat.
Right.
As fast as possible. Let's fatten this thing up.
let me see if I can find this. Sean Anderson, the team's VP. And director of broadcasting and media said they're not going to change.
Aronson?
I'm sorry. Aronson.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Said they don't plan on changing the name. We've never been in the business of poking fun at anything, he said, adding that he sympathizes with some of the critics. 160 folks. I can't stand it. Folks, for me, folks gets foghorn.
Oh, I love the word folks.
Come on, folks. Let's all get together.
I can't stand it.
Why?
I don't know. It's used too much by liberals appearing to be friendly.
No. You don't get to just arbitrarily pull a word out of your butt and say we're going to foghorn it from now on. That's not fair. Folks is a good word.
Can I ask you something?
And I'm not going to allow them, the liberals, the lefties, the commies, to take this word over and use it. What kind of country do you think we're living in here?
Are you trying to otter me here?
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. I like the word folks, Joe.
More than 160 folks.
Thank you.
Commented on Instagram where responses range from this is not funny to big swing and miss. And pledges from some to sit out the team's home games.
Oh, God. Wow.
Ozempic, a drug meant to manage glucose levels for people with type 2 diabetes. Some of these Hollywood types, they're mainlining that stuff. They're losing weight so fast they don't know
they're
what
using
to do.
It for weight loss.
Yeah. That can't be good for your kidneys.
Who's saying, it's magic?
Celebrities and social media influencers promoting it as a way to short-term weight loss on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Aronson said the name Ozempig was chosen from 2,300 fan submissions. There's no reason to protest. You can't cite a pig if your concern is obesity. Pigs are supposed to be obese. You idiots.
This is all on social media. Before social media, they would have taken one phone call and the reception would have said, receptionist would have said, you're insane and hung up.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a scrawny pig go to market?
Yeah. Don't buy that pig. You're not getting
You don't want it. That pig.
Magic was sung by Pilot in 1974.
I didn't know we were worried about that. I could have answered you
Magic.
The song.
It's magic. Which Ozempic has borrowed.
Ozempic.
See, I didn't know that you pursue some arcane things. I didn't know you were looking up the name of their song.
I just, for research purposes, I'm done for the day now.
What happens to the
I've
pig
exerted myself.
When his time with the Saints is up?
I hope they eat it. You send it to market and you eat that baby.
Are there pigs that you don't eat that are just for farming.
How come there's no pardoning of pigs at Easter at the White House?
Because it would put Spencer out of business.
Spencer, did you order your ham yet?
I do. I said I want the biggest ham. I talked to Spence's grandson, Jake, at the White Bear store and said, I'm having people, I need the biggest double smoked bone in ham
that you've got. When are you picking it up?
We'll go to White Bear on Saturday.
And you've had their ham before.
Yes, I have.
Well, that's why you're back for more.
It's fantastic.
If you've not had Easter, is there time, do you think, for people to still call one of the three Grunhofer's locations?
I called yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
Call the flagship stores in Hugo, north of Hugo on Highway 61. Then Spencer opened a second store in Forest Lake on 97, just east of 35E. And then
went way south. He went way south.
Way south, way out of the boundaries. Spencer went down to White Bear. Mm-hmm. He's on Highway 96 in the Birch Lake Mall area there, right? Birch Lake Square. That's where you yes. ordered your ham.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to get brats because they got the BOGO.
I will get I'll get an armful of other items. I got to get the rookie burgers. I haven't had them for a while.
Oh, and see, that's what happens when you go in the store.
I'm probably going to drop about at least 100 in extras.
It's very tempting to leave the store.
Which is fine. I'm happy to do that.
A large shopping basket.
Yes.
Because they have every kind of meat possible at Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. There's weekly buy one, get one brat specials. It's a great way to test the new flavors of the brats. But the main event on the calendar is Easter, and those double-smoked hams Grunhofer's are truly, truly the best in the world. It's Grunhofer's in Hugo, Forest Lake, and that newest store in White Bear Lake, 1350 Highway 96 East in White Bear Lake, right in the Birch Lake Square. Grunhofer's Old Fashioned Meats.
Matthew, do you know how to unblock somebody in our company email?
I've never blocked or unblocked. You've blocked me many times.
That guy that was sending out all the Final Four emails? I blocked him.
For the...
And now, evidently, he's been trying to get a hold of me to tell me about a new client that I have.
Oh, Mark.
Matthew.
It's Matthew?
Matthew Stengel?
Yeah, Matthew.
And now I can't figure out how to unblock him.
Is he the KS95 guy?
I right-click on his name.
Or is he the sales guy? Okay, you did the Grund.
All I got left is the Eco.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I shouldn't... I wish I could change me.
Don't change. Don't change.
I really need to work on changing, being a better person.
But I just, all right, I'm going to run Josh Arnold here, fellas, so hang tight.
Well, wait a minute. No.
What?
That goes at the end of the show.
No, he's got a 60 that Reavers does.
Oh.
Not the long one. Goes at the end of the show. That's okay. Hang on.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
Kenneth, what would you like to do here?
Weren't they getting snow in Arizona?
Not uncommon, Kenny. They have altitude.
I thought they got hit by a blizzard this week.
They very well could have up around the Grand Canyon area, right?
I don't know. When is Chris back?
Monday.
What are we supposed to do with our time cards? Do we just send them right to Mary?
Good point.
I had to call Mary to help me with mine, so I would say yes, go to Mary.
I think Chris still has to sign off on them, so it's going to be Monday.
I think Mary likes us. I think she likes GLers.
Yeah, she does. I was just talking to her just now before the show.
She's my favorite in the building.
You want to do Maple or ProTurf?
You can play the $1 million game with me, and I would get that one correct.
Yeah, she's awesome. I'm going to do Maple Grove, Matthew.
All righty, thank you.
I'm ready for music because you gotta move it along, son.
Okay, pops. Here we go. We're gonna roll here. Delete.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life. Joe Souchere.
And now let's hit the bump.
I didn't mean to hit it.
It's all right.
I'm not, and once I hit it, I couldn't stop it.
Well, do another one, because I'm not going until you do this right.
This guy wears many hats, just not indoors. Joe Souchere.
I don't know that I've heard this.
Funky Dylan Height, baby.
Is this is Santana, isn't it?
No, this is Funky Dylan.
This is Rookie going deep.
Deep cut. Good.
Yeah.
You got to hit up the newly relaunched MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com website. You, like I did, you'll end up learning a whole lot more about our guy Rich, the owner, than you knew before. 40 years in the industry. That means if you have anything at all that needs attention, any kind of lock or key combination, Rich at Maple Grove Lock and Safe, he's the best solution in the metro. He carries the best safe in the country, the Liberty Safe. There's always a sale going on with Liberty Safes, and that's true for this month too. Through April 8th, you can save up to $710 on the Fatboy Junior Extreme and $400 on the Colonial 23. That's through the 8th. The Liberty Safe, of course, made right here in the United States of America by Americans, the best warranty you can get, fully transferable for the life of the safe. Best fire protection and the best selection. And you being a GLer, you got to walk in and say, "Hey, Rich, I'm a GLer. I come from Gumption County." And he'll give you a little something extra, like 15% off all small quick combo and key vaults. Maple Grove Lock and Safe, they're right there, 6901 East Fish Lake Road in Maple Grove. And check out that fancy new website, MapleGroveLockAndSafe.com.
The least diverse city council in America, the St. Paul City Council, the least diverse, is proposing to require anyone building or reconstructing parking lots in St. Paul have to include the electric vehicle charging stations. So this has nothing to do with the free market. They're telling the builders and developers, you must include the EV charges in order to meet our climate policy targets, which are, I don't know what they are, 80% EVs by 2040 or something. And first of all, they obviously know a lot more about automobile tastes than I do, because they anticipate that people will buy these. They're not now. The sales have fallen off. The manufacturers are trying to cut back. But in order to meet their completely whimsical climate goals, which are meaningless, they're not suggesting, they will have it by law that you have to have charging stations. They must also know something that I don't know.
That you have to pay for yourself to install?
That the builders have to put in.
Wow.
Well,
why do they?
Never mind. It's okay.
It shouldn't be on them to build it. If you drive that car, that's up to you to find it.
He's got a point as far as the expense goes, Joe.
Well, but here, the expense will play out this way. It's just going to cost that much more to rent in St. Paul.
Right.
True. And the St. Paul City Council, the least diverse city council in America, all young females with the same worldview. How does that explain diversity? It doesn't. They're an all anti-car. What in God's name do they know something about how people are supposed to afford these electric cars? Because right now they're unaffordable.
Right.
And right now, the people that can't afford them are subsidizing people in Malibu to drive them around. Because you get a federal tax break.
You know how guys our age in their shops and garages, they like to put in one of these really old antique gas pumps with the gas bubble on top or the logo. Do you think in 50, 60 years from now, guys our age will be putting those in their shops and their garages?
There's the old Charger. Yep.
Or better yet, have you seen any of the footage on the internet of the millennials trying to work a rotary phone?
No.
Do you think
Yeah.
Do you think in 50 years they'll have kids? What is this, kids? How do you use it?
Hell, you can do that now with a typewriter.
Yeah.
They don't know.
But I think Matthew did actually bring up a good point. The unit cost of each charger and then running the electricity, I believe each one of them uses more than 100 amp service. So, you know, if we're talking 200-300 amp service for each one, there's a huge expense there.
Well, get this. They just come right out and say it. If left solely to market forces, meeting future EV charging infrastructure needs would be more costly and potentially leave many people struggling to participate in the EV revolution. This is according to Bill Darmody. What is he? He's a city planner. What revolution? There is no EV revolution. And then he said, well, we got to bump the private sector out of this in the market because they're not anticipating it like we are.
Okay.
What?
And this brings up your point, or maybe it was a GL or 6 months a year ago. Did the government subsidize gas stations back in the 20s?
Of course not.
Did they make demands on the private sector regarding gas stations?
Did they have, do you think city councils back in the day said, come on, we're going to help you join the gas car revolution?
Yeah.
The St. Paul Climate Action and Resilience Plan, this is a city that has half its streetlights out, approved by the council in 2019, set a target of increasing its number of electric vehicles to 33% of on-road traffic by 2030. Now, that's 6 years from now. You think 6 years from now, 33% of the cars in St. Paul will be electric? Maybe.
No, I don't, because of the backlash right now from...
They're too expensive.
Right. And the car companies are saying they're not selling.
And do you think according to the government, 80% of us have to drive EVs by 2040?
No.
I don't see it.
Do you know what percentage we're at now? Are we even at 3%?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think EV sales account for about 7% of sales nationally.
Nationwide. Okay.
And they can't clear the lots of these things. Well, I don't want one. I never have wanted a government car.
Well, from 7 to 33, that's a long road.
We're going to put the chargers in because we're putting the chargers in to meet our climate goals. That's like saying everybody's quit fishing, but you're mandating that every corner store has to sell minnows.
I like that.
Nobody fishes anymore. Right. They're all withdrawing because tackles, you know, fishing rods and boats and motors have become too expensive. But the least diverse city council in America said, we're looking forward and you better be able to buy a minnow. No, we don't need the minnows. We're not. I got to get this in before Johnny Heights News. I mentioned it yesterday. I now have it. I have the survey results from the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association. It's their 2024 membership survey results. Hmm. It's very sobering. They are the largest organization of its kind in Minnesota. They have 10,600 rank and file members, our police officers, deputy sheriffs, dispatchers, correction officers, conservation officers, and more. In early Feb of this year, just a month ago or more, we sent an anonymous electronic survey to our entire Minnesota active duty membership. We received 1,241 responses before we stopped the survey on Feb 18 when the Burnsville tragedy occurred. We are sharing the results with our members, the media, and legislators to provide insights on the belief and concerns of public safety officers in Minnesota. 98% of Minnesota's police officers said they are somewhat, very, or extremely concerned about the recruitment and retention issues in the profession.
Mm. That's virtually all of them.
98%.
Yeah, you might as well say 100.
Wow. 98%.
What are the 2% that...
98% of officers said they are somewhat, very, or extremely concerned about risk of prosecution for on-duty actions. 90% said very or extremely concerned. 69% said extremely concerned. 98% worried that their job will cause them to be arrested.
Wow.
80% of respondents are unlikely or very unlikely to recommend the profession to a family member. This best reflects the lack of morale and perspective on the profession. To best address recruitment and retention, the most popular answer with nearly half of the responses is support from political and municipal leaders. This answer, 45%, surpassed higher compensation, which came in at 31%. Nearly 65% of respondents said holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions as the most important priority for this legislative session. I have the full survey. Please select your current position. 84% said police officer. Location of your work, 30% greater Minnesota, almost 30% Twin Cities Metro. The biggest age range was 41 years old to 50 years old.
Hmm.
21 years old to 30 years old, 9%.
Wow.
Oh. 9%.
That's telling.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Recruitment and retention, 57% are extremely concerned, and 32% are very concerned, for a total of 89% being very or extremely concerned about retention. It's kind of sad when you realize so many of them would not recommend it to family members. Every officer faces the risk of being hurt or killed in the line of duty. How often do you experience anxiety or stress about that risk? Less than once a month, 29%. A few times a month, 22%. A few times a week, 14%. Once a month, 12%. And every day, 11%.
We don't face those concerns here, do we?
Nope.
Not at all.
Would you recommend law enforcement to your son or daughter? Very unlikely, 55%.
Mm, that's sad.
3% said very likely to.
That's not high enough.
Which item would help most to address the recruitment and retention issues? Select one.
This should be good.
45% support from political and municipal leaders for the profession. 45% want support for the profession. 31% said more dough. 10% said pension and retiree incentives. 11% said other. 2% said pathways to policing model. I don't know what that is.
45%. Wow. And it seems like such a simple ask. Just support us.
Right.
Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association is the voice of law enforcement in the media and at the Capitol. What issues do you think they should prioritize most when working at the Capitol? And the choices are, maintaining a healthy pension was a top issue with a weighted score of 4.46. Legislation to hold prosecutors accountable for charging decisions was the next highest with a weighted score of 4.43. Ensuring criminal statutes are enhanced to address repeat criminals received a weighted score of 4.09. Addressing recruitment and retention issues through education and financial resources issues received a weighted score of 3.72. And clarification of school resource officer, 3.48. I don't know what those weighted scores mean.
So there's really nothing to be learned there. They're all kind of sort of on par with one another.
Nearly 65% of respondents indicated holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions is the most important priority for the session.
What a great question there.
This was the answer with the most intensity, followed by maintaining a healthy pension.
Read it again. 65%. That's worth a reread.
Indicated holding prosecutors accountable for charging decisions as the most important priority for this session. I'm a bit confused by the wording.
What do you mean?
I mean, well, I think prosecutors, by definition, are accountable for charging decisions.
Well, they ought to be. It doesn't seem like they are, especially in the case of Mary.
Where Mary's charging decision could be held in suspicion or question would be if the Londrigan case is taken from her, she clearly wasn't responsible or accountable for the charging decision. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She blew her charging decision, in other words. She blew it. If it ends up that if they say, never mind a Londrigan, or it goes to some other attorney area, then she failed being accountable for the charging decision. We better get this straight.
But it goes beyond just charging police officers, does it not? I was assuming they were just talking about regular criminals and the decision to pursue or not pursue.
That's probably it. Now, we can call Leslie Rosedahl of the media wing of MPPOA, but I think you just nailed it. In other words, I think I might have worded it differently. I think what the coppers want is, look, we arrest bad guys, charge them.
Right, and that's a problem all across the nation, not just here.
Right.
Yeah.
Because are the likes of Mary either part of an organized attempt to unravel the culture of law enforcement, or is it just her personal ideology?
See, sometimes the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts get together and work. They're two separate bodies, but they function as one.
Right.
And I think that's what we have here.
I think what we can tell from this survey is that cops are extremely afraid of being arrested for doing their job. That's what it's come to.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're extremely worried that, 98% of officers said they are somewhat, very
or extremely concerned about risk of prosecution for on-duty actions.
What a way to
work.
Well,
that would be like if I came in here. No, I can't even make it an analogy.
And we're worried about the FCC.
I can't even come up with an analogy.
That if you screwed up audio-wise, said something, the FCC would prosecute you.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't work because I screw stuff up every day.
Our attorneys are better than the FCC.
Yeah, maybe that's
They're scared of us.
We got good law.
Right.
Yeah, we've got awesome lawyers.
Man alive.
Can I ask you something kind of along the same lines, but it's something I've been thinking about for a couple of weeks. When this Lonergan case first came out in the days after the event, the governor, didn't he meet with Cobb's family?
Yes.
And then since then, he's come out recently in the last couple of weeks saying he's a bit concerned.
Yes.
I'm wondering what changed that. And I'm also wondering, and this is just pure speculation, I have no insight whatsoever. He has State Patrol troopers protecting him 24/7.
Yes.
I wonder if he started talking to the men and women of the State Patrol and they gently persuaded him to see things from their point of view.
Or more accurately, they didn't talk to him at all. He was getting a cold shoulder from them.
Yeah.
Well, what did Pat Garofalo tell us about this? The governor is triangulating. He's just smart enough,
right,
to understand that the Lonergan case is not playing well with the public. He's just smart enough to try and find a place where he can stand.
Yeah,
because his initial response was to join hands with Mary Moriality and meet with the family of Ricky Cobb III. And then as it became clearer and clearer and clearer through videos and other evidence that Lonergan was acting as he should have, the governor starts to figure out, what the hell, I gotta take a turn here. I gotta save myself. So he is he's backing away from his initial response, which would be to placed all his weight behind the victim. Because he views the world through the lens of the oppressed and the oppressor, and he viewed Cobb the Third as an oppressed person. I think the women that Cobb allegedly beat up probably viewed him as an oppressor, but not anyone has the same lens.
When in fact, on Judgment Day, a lot of people would be shocked to find out that he, in fact, is part of the oppressor crowd.
Mm-hmm.
The governor is. Mm-hmm.
All know they are, but by their actions, they try to hide that.
Right.
You know, by virtue of being white, Walls is an oppressor.
Yeah, at the very base.
So is Mary Moriarty.
Yeah.
She's an oppressor.
So
and this terrifies them. They can't be seen as oppressors.
It's their white guilt.
Oh,
they can't stand being white.
Right.
But again, just two numbers from that survey that just are so glaring. 45% say they would like the support of the political leaders.
Yeah.
65% want prosecutors to be held accountable. Those are really interesting numbers.
It's disconcerting when they have to feel so poorly about their own profession.
Yeah.
You know. Did you see the weather forecast?
What do you got, Goose?
I think we're over the hump. It's going to warm up, maybe 60s by the end of next week. Get up to EcoFun in Forest Lake or EcoFun down in Burnsville and check out the e-bikes are on sale at Forest Lake, the store I visited a couple of times. It's just a fun, fun place. The parking lot is immense. It's been plowed. Pick out an e-bike that's on sale. Take it out for a test drive, and you'll get the right seat, the right tires, the right handlebars, the right equipment, the right fit. Everything will be perfect for your summer riding season. Vespa scooters are on sale. Yamaha UTVs are on sale. Same with Kawasaki. Preseason youth ETVs, I'm sorry, ATVs are on sale by as much as $300 to $500 off. Moto Guzzi motorcycles, helmets, and apparel. Great service departments, great people. It is a really, really a fun store with a great emphasis on youth recreational equipment. But even that's not entirely accurate because the emphasis is on everything. The store is huge, and they've got wonderful, wonderful, wonderful inventory of great fun stuff in Forest Lake, just west of 35E on 97. And down in Burnsville on the county, on the service road of life near County Road 42. What a great place. Check it out. They've been with GL from almost day one. EcoFunMotorsports.com.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to drop Schoon over in here, so we'll take some time off. Take a leak.
Mike Schoonover, the Fender Bender Mender. He's on the horn with us because Positive Thursday is brought to us by Schoonover Body Works and Auto Care. They're in Shoreview, 1060 County Road E, newly remodeled and fancy. And pretty much anything you need related to auto care can be had right there at Schoonover's. And boy, I got to believe you're busy this week, Mike. I saw a record amount of crashes on both Monday and Tuesday. It really got crazy around town.
Yeah, business has picked up a smidge with all that icy weather we had.
Were they minor repairs, minor crashes, like replacing, I don't know, body panels or bumpers, that sort of thing?
You know, it happens. It gets we get a mix, and you know, if it's bumper to bumper, you know, people are driving like, you know, in NASCAR, but it's slow. We're going to have the slow, the low impact or the minor fender benders.
Yeah.
When you got those out there that are, you know, just driving like a champ and just got to get to where they're going, and, you know, they're exceeding the speed limit for the conditions. Those are the ones that are generally speaking, not repairable.
See, now you're using a phrase I use, but you're using it in the opposite way. I always tell people to drive like a champ, and I assume that they know what I mean, which is adjust your driving speeds for the conditions. If everybody's doing 30 because we've got glare ice and slush and slop, don't go 70 because you're just going to be a problem. You're going to cause a crash. You're going to wreck your car. You're going to wreck other people's car. So I call driving like a champion, adjusting your behavior to the current conditions, not driving like, you know, it's a NASCAR race in the last seven laps.
Kenny, I've become very cynical over the last 4 years. So I'm not very positive with our society as a whole and how we behave. So I guess I was being more of a smartass than anything.
It's so disappointing, Mike, watching all of these crashes. And a lot of times I will see five wrecks in the same place all morning long. One crash will clear. 2 minutes later, another will happen right there. And people, as soon as they get a little bit of open road in front of them, they put their foot down and then they auger into the median.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Kenny, I think, you know, it's been a while since we've talked about it, but, you know, avoiding a crash, avoiding getting in accidents, you know, you got to reduce your risk. And obviously on those days when the roads are icy and slippery and whatnot, you know, obviously the best way to avoid getting into a crash is to stay home or stay at the office or wait a few hours because, you know, MnDOT is not what they used to be. I used to be really proud of our road maintenance, but, you know, they are making a difference, you know, after they're out there and they, you know, treat the roads with that, you know, liquefied salt and, you know, whatever chemicals that they're using. So, you know, if you wait a little bit, that's going to help. But also, you know, vehicle maintenance goes a long way. I mean,
yes,
you know, making sure that your brakes are good, making sure, most importantly, that your tires are in good shape, and your wipers, so you can see. And then, right, like you were talking about before, slow down. I mean, what's the hurry?
You can blame anybody and everybody you want, the government, the governor, MnDOT, but it all comes down to the person behind the wheel and the car or the vehicle you're driving. Tires, wipers, following distance, caution. Just drive like a champion and you'll be fine. Thousands and thousands of people made it to work this week without crashing. They must have a secret, huh, Mike?
Yep, just some common sense thinking, Kenny. I think we've heard that before in this show many, many, many times. So,
and the great thing about you guys, Mike, is when I do get in a crash, my insurance company is your responsibility. That's the best thing about Schoonovers.
Absolutely. Hey, and then, Kenny, just another reminder to the GLers that, you know, when you are involved in an accident and it's not your fault, you want to try to go through the other party's insurance company, because they will cover all of the costs. They will cover, there's no deductible, obviously, but they'll cover the cost of the repair plus rental car. So, you want it to go on their dime, not yours, because it wasn't your fault. So,
Great advice. Thank you, Mike. Garage Logic's official body shop, Schoonover Bodywork and Auto Care. They've been at it since 1938. Always rated as one of the top shops in the metro, schoonoverbodyworks.com.
We ready?
We is going to be ready. Let me just tighten that up. Boom. Go to the end. Are you ready is what I'm asking.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, then.
Going to Hot Johnny.
Johnny Height. Johnny, don't forget my little tag.
Yes,
here.
It is.
Yes, what? It is.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got that thing, too, right, Rook?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's right, like my third or fourth story.
Okay.
It'll be obvious.
And here we go.
Truth, justice, and the soutiere.
You going to Johnny or Kenny?
I think we're going to Johnny.
Going to John Height.
Johnny Height.
Thank you, Joe. This update brought to you by North American Banking Company. Let us start with some sports news because it's one of my favorite days of the year. It's opening day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Johnny.
Twins play the Royals in Kansas City. They are underway at 3:10 this afternoon, and this means I can sit in front of the TV, play guitar, and watch baseball for 9 hours. It's going to be wonderful.
Loser. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's supposed to be in the 60s today in Kansas City. Why don't I look for you?
I looked yesterday, and you were correct at that point. I don't know if it changed.
Kansas City here today, 66 degrees.
Oh,
and
nice.
Tomorrow, they won't even have to take a day off. Oh, tomorrow is an off day.
They did take an off day. Yeah. They always do.
Tomorrow's in the 70s in Kansas City. That air is moving towards us.
Nice. And as you talked about, the Saints open tomorrow, when it'll be probably a little chilly.
I don't see how they can do it because they still have a snow-covered field, which will not melt today.
No, not at all. One other sports story. This one coming out of the blue, sort of. 2.5-year process for Glenn Taylor to sell the Timberwolves and Lynx apparently is off, according to a statement from Glenn Taylor.
Really?
The club's longtime owner and chairman released a statement this morning saying that Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez, who have been leading a group to buy the franchises from Taylor since 2021, failed to meet their deadline for the final payment to obtain a controlling stake in the organization. Taylor's statement says, under terms of the purchase agreement, the closing was required to occur within 90 days following the exercise notice issued by Lauren Rodriguez. That 90-day period expired March 27, 2024, according to the statement. It adds that an extension could have happened under certain circumstances, but those circumstances did not occur. That development means Taylor, the 82-year-old who has owned the franchise since 1994, will continue to run the Wolves and Lynx for the foreseeable future. Lauren Rodriguez still have a minority ownership stake, but have been working closely with the franchises since striking a deal on a succession plan with Taylor in 2021. Taylor's statement added, "I'll continue to work with Mark, Alex, and the rest of the ownership group to ensure our teams have the necessary resources to compete at the highest levels on and off the court." He finished it up by saying, "The Timberwolves and Lynx are no longer for sale."
Wonderful. 50-win season. They achieved 50th win last night.
Yes, they did.
Woo-woo! Hey, regarding tomorrow's opener for the Saints, partly sunny, 43.
If there was no snow on the field, they'd probably try to get it in.
Well, how do you know there's snow on the field? I would assume they removed it all. Oh, you did?
Video. Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe they got a jet engine in there today. I don't know.
Where would they land?
Well, they're St. Paul.
How can you land it?
The airport's not far away.
Right.
When I played Legion ball, one of my favorite things is one of the old fellas from the Legion would pour a bunch of gas on the pitcher's mound if it was wet after a rain, throw a match on it, and they'd burn it for a while, and then it would dry out, and we'd play ball.
I tried that on the driveway hump. It didn't work.
In news, families of five men killed by police have reached a settlement with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension in their lawsuit seeking the investigative files on the fatal shootings. The $165,000 settlement was reached Monday. The family's attorney, Paul Bozeman, said they'll have full access to the case files, and the Bureau will tell families in the future how to obtain such reports and how to obtain their relatives' belongings, according to the Pioneer Press. The attorney says despite family requests, information on the incidents was not being released by officials, although that is warranted by law. Prosecutors cleared the officers of wrongdoing in all the shootings. The family's lawsuit filed in November alleged the Bureau violated Minnesota's open records laws. The families include those of Brent Oselben, Dalal Id, Zachary Shogren, Oquan Sims, and Tekel Sundberg, who were killed by police between 2020 and 2023.
So when I was a kid, I knew a guy that was rebuilding a Studebaker, and he didn't have a parts washer, so he had a small barrel, you know, about 12 inches tall. He'd wash all the parts in the gasoline.
Yeah.
Lived up on a hill. The driveway was on a hill that ended at his driveway slab. And when he was done cleaning them, he dumped the gasoline in the driveway, and it ran down the driveway. And he says to his teenager, he says, "Boy, watch this."
Yeah. Lit her up, huh?
He lit it up. The whole driveway was on fire. He got a little freaked out and started spraying water from the garden hose on it.
Yeah.
That just made the fire bigger.
Wow.
It was the most awesome thing that young teenager had ever seen.
Well, he was showing little care for our mother, the earth.
I love my dad. He's awesome.
A follow-up to a story we had back in late February. We told you about a veteran who had served in Vietnam, later had assignments in Somalia, Haiti, and northern Iraq, where he helped coordinate and implement the evacuation of Kurds. Well, we told you back in February, died in St. Paul 1 month after being punched by a teen at the Harriet Island Regional Park. 76-year-old Thomas Dunn had been walking with his wife when they returned to their vehicle to see a young man urinating. Dunn took a photograph, which angered the group of young teens. One of them punched him twice, causing serious injuries. Dunn had emergency surgery for traumatic damage to his right eye. He had several fractures of both his eye socket and nose, and he died about a month after that incident. Now, the youth, who turned 18 this month, will have a hearing to see if he should be certified as an adult in the assault.
Yes he should.
This hearing will happen next Wednesday, April 3rd, in juvenile court on St. Peter Street. That's right across from Mickey's Diner. Hearings that day start at 8 in the morning. No specific time has been set for the youth's actual hearing. Folks involved with the case are asking anyone who knew Dunn, the victim, or were impacted by his life to show up. It'll be up to the judge after that hearing to decide if the 18-year-old will be tried as an adult. Again, that's next Wednesday, April 3rd.
I would expect a lot of people would show up from what I've heard about this guy. He had an impact, a positive impact on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Former Minnesota governor, movie star, and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura announcing yesterday he had partnered with Retro Bakery to create Jesse Ventura Farms, his venture into the cannabis industry. According to Retro Bakery's website, the edibles will be hemp-derived and will be under 0.3% THC. There will be a launch party and meet and greet on April 20th. The former governor released a statement. I wonder what that statement would sound like if the former governor...
A lifelong dream has finally come true. Thanks to a diverse group of creative and dynamic individuals who have been working diligently over the past few years, I can finally announce that today, Governor Jesse the Body Ventura is in the cannabis game. I can tell you, truly amazing. This is a wonderful feeling to finally be able to legally share with you products from a plant that has an amazing impact on my life. Not to mention the historical significance of being the first U.S. governor to officially put his name on a cannabis brand. Each step brings us closer to finally ending this tragic and dangerous war on drugs. All right, people, let's make some history together.
Who wrote that for you?
I don't know. I got people.
All right.
Why don't you tell me who wrote it?
I don't know.
Why don't you tell me who wrote this?
Who wrote it. Now, I don't know.
I'm sure I wrote it. I just don't remember.
I think this is the stuff that won't get you high, right? This 0.3 just helps sleeping.
I'm still in research and development.
Aches and pains.
Aches and pains, medicinal.
Yeah, I don't think medicinal. This is a party gummy here.
I don't know what.
Well,
this
let's
is.
Why stop there? Let's keep the train running.
Why don't you tell me what it's
going? Why don't you tell me where the train is going? I don't know where the train is going, but I'm going to grab hold of it so I'm not behind. You know.
Ventura was a.
Are you doing the news now, John?
Yeah, he was. Thank you. You have been a champion of the cannabis industry because Terry, your wife, suffered seizures, and you said as soon as she started ingesting some cannabis, it helped get rid of the seizures.
That's true.
Yes,
that's true, John. Did I tell you?
Now, serious
now
question.
You're telling me.
Serious question. Did Terry Ventura to seek relief? Did she have to smoke it, or was she using edibles?
I think that's personal.
Okay. I didn't mean it to be an insulting question.
I don't have the answer to that for the public.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
I'm not telling you. Why don't you tell me what I did? Yeah. You told me you wrote this.
I was a producer of a morning show where she was a frequent guest, and she is the sweetest human
being
in the world.
She is. Well, you know what she is, John. We call him a saint.
A saint, yes. Yes. Yeah. I would have to agree.
I don't know how this will reflect on the governor and his wife, but before I got into radio, I worked for an organization called Rent-A-Wreck, and they were frequent customers with our van.
Rent-A-Wreck.
Rent-A-Wreck.
I don't. Yeah. That's been stricken. That's been stricken from the records. I don't recall.
All I know is he was always budget conscious.
Oh, always. I got my first dime, you know. I'm fully vested in the AFTRA SAG, fully vested in the retirement.
I remember
the day that I was fully vested. I told Rookie, I went right into the shop or the studio, and I said, I'm in a really good mood right now. And I said, I'm going to tell you something. And Rookie said, why don't you tell me what you want to say? So I did. And I told him, I'm happy because I'm fully vested in the retirement plan for AFTRA SAG. So I maxed out.
Beautiful.
I also remember telling Rookie when I went in one day, I was very happy because over the weekend, I went up north with my South Side buddies. And if we drink, we drink to get drunk. And we went up there and we had a mortgage burning party.
Oh, boy.
I burned my mortgage.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
You know? Huh. You know?
Yeah.
The governor, your stuff will be able to be pre-ordered on April 1st. I'm thinking, governor,
I don't have to order it. They send me. It's like when I went up to Minnesota Brewing and picked up some pig's eye. And I remember one time I was loaded up
how
the Suburban.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know. This is the new program.
Why don't you tell
me? Why don't you tell me how long it's going to take? I filled up the Suburban, and there was one extra case. And I saw the Rookie with his little puppy eyes wandering around saying, this doesn't fit.
And I said, give me that case. And I just, I drove away with it on my lap and told him if he wants to go inside to get some pig's eye perrant, he can go inside and ask the guys of Minnesota. Oh,
Governor, about that beer, that was right on par with like Blatt's, right?
A step down. Step down from Blatt's, I would say.
Governor, do you think I should take a break here, Governor, or should I move on with more national and international
news? You know, to tell you the truth, I haven't really been paying attention.
No, you haven't, because you're screwing around too much with this.
I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? Let's take a little break here.
Okay, then we'll have some more news after that. Be
like the weather. Take a break from the weather. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm talking about Welter Heating. They're online at welterheating.com.
Don't do it in that voice.
As the temperature changes, so do I. Why don't you tell me what the temperature's supposed to be?
I don't know what it's
Why
supposed
don't you
to
tell
be.
Me about Welter?
Yeah.
Ray N. Welter. All right, 6-1. I'll tell you one thing. I've got to tell you one thing that I looked at just now. They have a different number up here. So I've got to click on the welterheating.com. Because I know that telephone number is all set for you garage logicians to call. And all you have to do is go to welterheating.com. It's super easy. Now, I will give you the telephone number. It is 612-825-6867. That's the phone number if you have a heating problems, cooling problems, air purification problems. They have 120 years of experience. They have four generations, and they're garage logicians. And they're giving away product for free. No, not furnaces and AC units. Click on the blog icon, and they may answer the question that you have about your heating unit or your AC unit. Super easy to do, and a human being will answer that phone during business hours anyway. 612-825-6867, welterheating.com. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, make sure the temperature is nice and cool. 70 degrees with welterheating.com.
Well, you had it again today.
Why don't you tell
me
if
I had it? No, it was right here today.
I don't know if I have it.
You had it today. It's right here.
I got it.
It's got to be right there.
It has to be.
Not here or here.
No, it's right here.
Right there.
You got to open this up.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
Right there.
And you have to use words that end with T. Or maybe P or B.
Yep.
Because if you're looking for a binder,
pop them.
And I was told not to tell you. You see the T? I was told not to tell
you. Okay, get back to your own voice.
Where are you? I don't know.
Why don't you tell me?
Why don't you tell me where I am? You know? So that was Welter break.
What's left for ads?
Why don't you tell me? I already told you. You know?
What's left?
Let's see here. What time is it?
I'm done.
That's 59. Okay. Zero. I have Escape With Us Vacations and Keller Tax Service. I'll do Keller Tax Service right now with Reeves.
Is that on tape, obviously?
Kenny's got ProTurf. Why don't you do ProTurf coming back, Ken?
Will do.
And so this is going to be 101. Kenny's going
to
be.
We still got to get back to height. Let's go here.
I don't know. Josh is at the end. Keller is going to be at 1 minute. All right. Let's go here.
It's been pretty difficult for me to keep up with all of the responses from all of you GLers that have reached out and booked your appointment with Linda Keller and Keller Tax Services. I got to tell you, it's really awesome to see that she's helping so many GLers, both in the great state of Minnesota and all across the country, because that's what she does. She can help you if you don't even live here in the state of Minnesota because you made the smart decision to move anyway. KellerTaxService.com, that is her website. If you go online, you can book your appointment right there. But here's the other thing that's pretty neat about her website. She keeps up-to-date tax information right there on her website. So whether you're looking to maybe do some personal tax services, a business tax services, you single, individually, whatever, it doesn't matter. She handles all types of returns for all types of people, both like I said, in Minnesota and outstate. And oh, by the way, she does still offer those Saturday appointments because we're getting down to crunch time here, just a few weeks left before tax deadline day. So go online, book your appointment at kellertaxservice.com, and please do me a favor and make sure you tell Linda that you heard about her right here on the Garage Logic podcast.
All right, and here we are going to go.
You cannot stop him. He'll just make a move. Joe Souchere.
Our guys at ProTurf already sending experienced service techs out assessing lawns and customizing slow-release fertilizer and weed control plans, both environmentally safe and guaranteed for superior results. At least they were doing all this before the snow rolled in. Give them a couple of days. The snow will go away. They'll get back at it. That beautiful, healthy lawn all season long. We're talking April, November until the snow flies. It's all possible. All you have to do is click on professionalturf.com. No dandelions, no broadleaf weeds, no crabgrass, no nothing. Just a thick, luscious lawn. And when you get on that website, do yourself a favor and click around. Go deep in the tabs. Check out the amazing landscape projects that ProTurf has been involved with over the last few years. They're also big on the Facebook page, so you can check them out. They're a wonderful company. They do the lawn treatments, of course. They do the landscaping, and they'll do your irrigation system. They do it all at ProTurf. The website, again, really easy to remember, professionalturf.com.
Thanks, Kenny. In national and international news, the National Transportation Safety Board interviewed the ship's captain, his mate, the chief engineer, and one other engineer on board the merchant vessel MV Dolly, which hit Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, according to NTS chairperson Jennifer Holmendy. Providing an update on the collapse of the Baltimore's bridge, Hornady said there were 21 crew members, two pilots on board the cargo ship when it crashed into the Key Bridge. As of this morning, two bodies of men working on the bridge when it collapsed had been found. Four more men still missing. They are still searching for their bodies. Israel may not be able to destroy Hamas despite 5 months of intense fighting in Gaza, that coming from Israeli intelligence officials. The main objective of the Gaza invasion faces failure, they said, as international support turns against Israel. Israel thinks it has dismantled Hamas's main command, though, and control structure in central and northern Gaza, but they say pockets of guerrilla resistance remain. Senior officials told The Telegraph four out of an original 24 Hamas battalions remain completely untouched after fleeing to safety in Rafah, which Israel is preparing to invade. Meanwhile, a new Gallup poll says more than half of Americans, 55%, said they disapprove of Israel's military action in Gaza. 36% approve of it, according to the poll. 9% said they had no opinion on the matter. Approval of the war fell among both Republicans and Democrats, although those groups remain split. 64% of Republicans and 18% of Democrats approve of the military action. Both those numbers are down from the last poll in November. Republican Governor Jim Justice broke with West Virginia's GOP majority legislature yesterday. He vetoed a bill that would have loosened one of the country's strictest school vaccination policies. West Virginia is the only one of a handful of states in the U.S. that offers only medical exemptions to vaccine requirements. The bill would have allowed some students who don't attend traditional public institutions or take part in extracurriculars like sports to be exempt from vaccinations typically required for kids starting daycare or school. The governor said West Virginia is way ahead of the pack in protecting children from preventable diseases like measles because of their vaccine policy, and he said it should stay that way. Justice, a Republican, is running for Democrat U.S. Senator Joe Manchin's seat. He received immense pressure to reject the bill from healthcare educators, leaders, and parents. He refused to answer whether or not he planned to sign it before Wednesday's vote, saying he needed time to think through the decision. Government leaders in Puerto Rico have declared a dengue epidemic.
Come on.
Major?
Yeah, which one?
After a spike in cases of the mosquito-borne disease hit the island. From the start of the year through March 10th, so that's about, 2 months and a couple weeks, there were 549 cases, 341 hospitalizations and 29 severe cases.
We were early on to the dengue. This is, we're talking a decade at least.
Major and then the, well,
right, there's regular. And then you get major.
Is this regular or major? We don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
You got up on your dengue.
Major is a big problem.
Yeah. If I'm going to get dengue, I just want regular. I don't want major.
Yeah.
Cases are concentrated in some of the larger, larger cities, including San Juan, Bayamon, Guaynabo, and Carolina. Between 2010 and 2020, there were more than 30,000 dengue cases reported from four U.S. territories, with Puerto Rico reporting the most. In 2012, Puerto Rico reported 199 deaths, which was the last time they declared a dengue epidemic.
Can we get dengue here, do you think? Or is it?
Well, you have to have a certain kind of mosquito.
It's the mosquito or the climate?
I think it's the mosquito.
It's the skeeters that carry it.
Right. And I think our cold temperatures here.
Well, we've ruined the earth, so it could get warmer.
Yeah, but dengue needs the mosquito needs to be in the ripe temperature.
What the hell are you, Dr. Science?
Why don't you tell me about major dengue?
Are they killer skeeters? Will dengue kill you?
I think you're uncomfortable for a while.
Yeah. Well, they had the last sentence of my story. Yes. 199
deaths. I think you're sitting on the pot a lot.
That epidemic.
Yeah. And I don't mean that kind of pot.
Not sure what information, speaking of health, we can glean from this story. Older Americans now have twice as many sexually transmitted infections when compared to a decade ago.
How the hell are they getting those?
New research to be presented in April at the pre-Congress Day at this year's European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, it's a long title, in Barcelona, Spain, will state the need for urgent ways to manage the rise in conditions like gonorrhea, syphilis, and genital warts in the baby boomer generation.
That sounds bad.
I don't like the sound of that.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't even dislike warts, but major
warts.
Yeah, genital warts are tough. Yeah.
Don't you have to? You have to have like sex to get these. Yes, though, right.
Kenny. You would think so.
Most people don't.
We're okay, Joe. Yeah.
The research will also stress the need for conversations around STIs and older people to be normalized.
We'll be fine.
According to the CDC, the rates of STIs in adults aged 55 and older have doubled over the past decade. The reason for all this? Well, this is Dr. Justina Kowalska is one of the doctors presenting the research. She said, rising divorce rates, foregoing condoms as there is no risk of pregnancy, the availability of drugs for sexual dysfunction, the large number of older adults living together in retirement communities, and the increased use of dating apps are likely contributing to the growing incidence.
Well, they got those fun communities, you know, where everything.
Right. You know, I think the key word here is
on the yard.
Trust. I think the word trust isn't being used properly here. Trust me, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
gonorrhea cases rose a lot in the last 10 years.
Is that in the swimsuit area?
Yeah, how can we can't get rid of that, right? Don't we? How can we can't
drip?
Is it?
If left untreated, it can also cause serious health problems in both men and women. However, with the right treatment, it can be cured and quickly. Many STIs simply require medication to treat it effectively, meaning awareness around the condition is very, very important.
All right, very good. That's a good report.
Thank you, John.
Yes, you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Okay, what do we got left here?
John, that was gross.
Thanks. That's why I read it.
What's that place in Florida? The Villages? Is it called the Villages?
Villages, right, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're just leaving the doors open on all those houses. People come and go.
They leave the pineapple out or something?
Yeah. I think we've talked about this. I had pink flamingos in my yard for years without having any idea what that meant.
Wow.
What does it mean?
Well, it means you're swingers, right? Isn't
well, I don't know. That's why I ask. Tell me what it means.
Why don't you tell me? I've got 75,000 pink flamingos in my garage in the Baja.
1965.
To defend against Fidel Castro's, if he storms the beach.
Now, he's a friend. He's a friend of Castro, remember?
But Fidel is gone. I think now it's Ernesto or something. That's true. Ernesto? Ernie?
I've got to get going here.
I know. You know,
1965 Shelby Cobra, CSX 4000. Current bid only $120,000.
A real Cobra?
Yeah.
What?
It should be a million. It should be over a million.
What
I don't
channel
understand.
Are you watching?
Motor Trend? I don't know, but it's Barrett Jackson. Torque TV.
Torque.
I don't understand why it's so cheap.
I don't either.
It should be a million.
Well, maybe it just started, and that's the opening bid.
Oh, it's been going up here.
I wish I knew cars, because I always wanted, like 53 Chevys, I don't even know which model.
You want the Tri-5, John. You want the 55, the 56, or the 57.
No, I don't. I don't. 57.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Have become such a cliche that it's tough to even
know. The 55 and the 56 are really the ones you really want.
I like the 55 because I got the weird kind of, Anyway,
we're
my
talking
point.
About the same vehicle with different body panels here, basically.
My point being.
What's your point? You don't have
a point.
Why don't you tell me your point? I wish I knew what your point was.
There's a lot of them for sale in places like Facebook Live and that kind of thing. Yeah. And they're reasonably priced, and they run, but I don't have the know-how to get one and then go, I think that needs replacement or that need. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have no business driving anything like that. You should just...
I agree, and that's why...
Stay in that cute little Jeep thing of yours.
That was kind of my point, Kenny.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I like my car.
I'm going to do my escape, and then I'll hit a bump, okay?
Fine.
Drive your big, ugly pickup and shut up.
Are you still talking to me? I'm trying to watch this Barrett Jackson auction here.
Hey, remember when I was telling you guys...
I just wanted to be talking to everybody.
All about Escape with Us Vacations. Remember that? Do you remember me telling you about that?
I do remember
that. All right. Well, here's the deal. They have a wonderful Croatian cruise coming up this summer in July. Maybe you wanted to go, but you didn't know what you'd be doing this summer. Maybe you got a bigger tax return than you thought you would. Maybe you've had money sitting in your savings that's just sitting there. Well, do something with it. Do something fun. Do something spur of the moment and go on this cruise. I'm going to be on this cruise. I've got several family members on the cruise, friends on the cruise. Yes, they said, I'm not going to just sit on this money. I'm going to spend this money wisely and do something that's going to be a great experience in my life. 7 nights on the Adriatic Queen, sailing side by side with the king, breakfast, lunch, a new Croatian town every single day, plenty of swim stops. We are going to have the time of our lives. Escape with Us Vacations. That's Teresa and Maria, my two sisters. They've got a few cabins left on this bucket list yacht adventure. So call Maria or Teresa at 651-788-4338. Yes, they're available for this wonderful trip, but they're also available to book anything you want. Maybe you're going to the Baja. Okay, if you are, they can put that together for you. 651-788-4338. Many members of the Garage Logic staff have used them in the past, including myself and Joe. And a huge thank you to the GLers that have reached out to Escape With Us Vacations for all of the travel needs. EscapeWithUsVacations.com.
And now, a man who has never had a relationship with a tree, Joe Soucheray.
The author of this note wishes to remain anonymous, possibly because the author is a... somehow employed in the failed academy.
Okay. Oh, boy.
On a recent podcast, you asked why so many people in what you describe as the failed academy seem so unhappy. You can find one definition of happiness on the National Institutes of Health website. It states 3 factors in happiness, the third being psychological balance, that is, alignment between cognition, emotion, and behavior. Undercurrents in our culture that spring from the left can make this alignment tricky. Today's TV shows and movies feature female stars that affirm their feminism by acting toxically masculine. Equity in education, so all students can excel and compete in a capitalistic society, is a good thing. Capitalism itself is not. Dividing the world into oppressor and oppressed is noble, even as some groups in the oppressed category share no common values. The relatively new science of global warming is credible. The biology of the human genome, which has existed throughout the ages, is questionable. Maybe part of what you're seeing is the inner turmoil caused by self-created contradictions inconsistencies, and circular reasoning. The right has its own dysfunctions, of course, but they are not as prevalent in academia. Thank you. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Renewal by Anderson for the best windows in town,
okay,
for the state, the region, the country, the world. They bring you only because.
Only because what?
Only because they come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, where the traveling Lymans are holed up. We only did one thing today in Minnesota.
Why don't you tell me what it is?
On this day,
which is March 28th, 2024.
1992, William Maupin's, Duluth's premier civil rights leader, died. He served as president of the Duluth NAACP chapter, and when an African-American family was prevented from moving into a Duluth neighborhood, he launched a campaign that led to a city fair housing ordinance. He also organized a food drive for poor African-Americans in Mississippi. When white truckers in the South tried to block the shipments, he persuaded Duluth Teamsters to deliver the food. So he was a pretty persuasive guy.
Okay.
William Maupin died on this day in 1992.
Are you sure that you're not just shortening this because maybe you have to write or something like that? Are you sure there's only one?
On what? I have to write today.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Let's go. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Come on.
Let's get it going here. I mean,
Bradaloni's Hardware.
Oh, yeah, I got to read my promo, don't I? Can't forget my promo. All right, everybody, here's my promo. Which one do I read? Promo one, Joe. The Daily Logician is a great way to stay up to date on Garage Logic. The Daily Logician, it's a daily email sent right to your inbox with the latest news and notes from Garage Logic. Sign up right now at garagelogic.com. You'll find the Daily Logician sign-up form on the right-hand side of the page. Super easy. That's all you got to do. YouTube, we got some great stuff on YouTube, so be sure to sign up for Garage Logic on YouTube. There's really good stuff there. And thanks for checking us out, Chop. Yep. Kenny, do you approve or not? What's going on?
Rook, do you need stories?
Yeah, please send them out.
I'll send them in just a moment.
Send them my way.
Ooh, two found shot dead inside vehicle in Blaine. That's not good.
When, John?
It would appear maybe last evening. No, Wednesday afternoon they were found. 10700 block of Town Square Drive. I'm going to guess murder-suicide, huh?
Probably. I don't know. You ready for me, Rook?
Almost.
No.
Just saving. This can be done here. Okay. Three. GL. I will be ready in about as soon as this catches up. Why don't you tell me? Fun council post show. Hey, guys, you got your money's worth yesterday, and right now it's...
How you folks doing?
Folks. Don't use that word.
I love that word. Folks, F-O-K-S, or folks?
I try to get the L in there.
Folks. Cock. Hey, folks.
I always got nervous when Gardy did that.
That was the worst. Or best, I guess.
Got some cock.
Excuse me?
That's how the Eastern Coasters say it. Megaphone. Today is 3/28.
You ready?
I'm ready for ready.
Law enforcement survey reveals sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Toxic shock syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Shuts down failed academy protest.
Got it.
The St. Paul Saints pig mascot, comma.
Yep.
Named Ozempic, comma.
Z-E-M-P-I-G, Ozempig, comma.
Causes fat shaming.
Got it.
John Haidt.
Yo.
I'm going to go right about my girlfriend, again? Kathy.
Wait, you're muted.
I can't hear Kenny. How come?
You're muted and I didn't touch anything.
Wait. You're not. Can you hear me,
Wait,
Kenny?
Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, yeah. I did have it down. I had the slide pod down.
Of course you did. What days, Joe, when was your foot thing? That was a Monday, right?
Monday, March
11th?
Yeah.
And when was your tooth thing?
A week after that.
And you were, we had a day off there, didn't we?
The only day off we had was Monday, March 11th.
So we didn't miss any days with your tooth.
I didn't take a day off for the tooth.
All right, thank you.
Or did I?
No, you didn't.
No, I did not. I did not.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And today I got all the stitches out of my feet.
Does it feel better?
Yeah, it's just a miracle. People are telling me, oh, you'll be screwed up for months. I think I know the secret. You got to find the right guy to do it. And I said to the guy, is this a process you invented? And he said, no, I'm just very good at it.
Yeah.
Well, he sure as hell is.
Those doctors have, they have no problem patting themselves on the back, do they? You should meet my cardiologist, boy.
The guy that did my surgery was my heart surgery. Very proud of his work. Very confident. Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Swaggering. Yeah. Well, that's okay. They earned the right.
Yep.
Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Feel free to get a hold of me if you think of some funny Kathy stuff.
I'm not. No. Nope.
He's not
writing. I'm not writing your column for you. No,
I didn't even think of that.
That's not how that works.
There you go.
I. If we weren't on the council, I would some additional comments, but I'm going to do this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I think I am too. Rook, I'm going to leave you too. So you're going to be on your own here.
Yep,
I guess.
You're good.
You want to amuse the council?
I feel so lonesome with the council as they watch me work. All right. See you, Jenny Keek.
See you tomorrow. Nice job on Ventura. I'm glad we.
Why don't you tell me more about it? I didn't hear. I was not here. I don't know.
It was good.
Thanks, Jenny Keek.
See you later.
All right. Bye. Council, we'll just sit here and do a whole lot of nothing. If you want to sit around and watch me do this, it's going to be very boring, but I'll just let it continue. I'm just I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm doing, you know? Nope, we just want this. I can also put you people out of your misery by just letting you go. One more Johnny Height news item. One, two, three. We're clean. We're publishing now, and we're saving. Let's upload first, though. Where that at? All right, counsel, I can do, I, you know, oh, shoot. We didn't do the chalice. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know if you can do it on Good Friday. Okay, thanks, guys. See ya.